they're not near as nasty with it as you used to. They used to just chew a horse bleeding and everything else. But now they make them clean them up a little better. A good walking horse man, he keeps his horses pretty clean, but he's never about got to touch him up with something, I think, to meet competition.
Yeah. Well, there's so much money.
Oh, yeah, yes, sir. And if you're short and not winning, and you see the other man doing something over there and taking the money home and the honors and selling his horses high, you'll be hunting right quick to find out what he's doing.
Yeah.
So that's where that goes. I got a lot of good friends showing and walking horses, think a lot of them, but I don't like that part. If I didn't do it, though, I'd have to do just like that, but I'm sure.
Yeah, the 5 gauge is different then.
Oh, you don't show a 5 gauge horse. They won't work sore. A 5 gauge man wants to keep his horse just as sound as he can. Any little soreness, and old Susan, she just won't operate at all. You just, if there's a nail too close on the foot or something, she won't rack right. Just a lot of things, just throw a plumb along. Very sensitive.
Yeah. Okay, if you were putting the gear on the horses to plow or something, you'd call that. You have
a plow harness. I said plow gear. Okay. And if it's a wagon, it's a wagon harness.
Okay. And when you're driving a horse, what do you?
You use reins.
Okay.
Or line.
Okay. And if you're riding, your feet are in the
stirrup.
Okay. And if you're plowing and you have two horses, what do you call the one that walks in the furrows?
The lead horse.
Okay.
And on the other side, the old horse.
Okay. And if something's not real close at hand, you say it's just a little, what, over? It's just a little?
Little loophole.
Okay, or just a little, you said a little ways over, a little piece over?
Yeah, I said just a little piece over.
Okay. And if you had been traveling and hadn't finished your journey before dark, you might say that you still had a what to go before dark.
Oh.
Would you say a fur piece to go, or?
I say I had just a little further to go.
Okay. And if something was very common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say, oh, you can find that just about.
Anywhere.
Okay. And the things that you cut when you're plowing, you call those?
Fur.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if you have a good yield, you say, we raised a big...
Big crop.
Okay. And if you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you say you...
Clean up a place.
Okay. And wheat's tied up into a...
Bone.
Okay, and then they're piled up into a...
Sharks.
Okay. And you say, we raised 40 what?
Bushels of wheat.
Okay. What do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Thrash.
Okay. So you say that oats... What?
Thrash.
Okay.
Thrash clean.
Okay. If something belongs to me, then you'd say it's...
It's yours.
Okay. And if it belongs to both of us, you'd say it's...
Ours.
And if it belongs to them, it's...
Theirs.
And to him, it's...
His.
And to her, it's...
Hers.
Okay. You ever heard his and?
Oh, I've heard of his and, yeah. Now, you get up to Tennessee, you get old man. Have you been up there?
Not.
And there'll be well, and there'll be well educated people.
Yeah.
There's a his and women and unions and horses. And you'll say they're ignorant people, but they're not. But
yeah.
They just talk that way.
But people don't say that around here.
I don't feel much that around. You hear a lot of broken English, but not that kind of English.
Yeah. The people around here say y'all or you all?
I say y'all.
Okay. Just to more than...
More than one.
More than one.
I say y'all.